A convincing win by Adelaide yesterday. They took on a depleted West Coast Eagles side at Unley Oval. One gentleman who had plenty of the footy. He was roaming across half back. He was unleashing a few big bombs like he normally does. His name's Brodie Smith and he joins us now. Brodie, how are you?
Good, boys. Very well. How are you?
Yeah, we're very well. First and foremost, a little bit warm. How did you pull up, you and the rest of the guys?
Yeah, it was pretty taxing, the heat yesterday. We had the extra breaks, but as soon as we came back out of the rooms, it really hit you like a ton of bricks, and the mouth got dry pretty quickly. So I think a lot of the boys are pretty spent after the game yesterday.
Now, I'm guessing you've had a little bit of a chance to do some sort of review. Have you sat down with the coaches and got some feelings from them?
Yeah, we just had a quick chat after the game. Like I said, everyone was pretty buggered from the heat. But, yeah, we just had a quick chat about what we wanted to do during the game. And, you know, we know West Coast didn't have their strongest side out in the park, and we had a pretty strong side. So we didn't really worry about the result too much. It was just more about what we were trying to put out in the park and how we went about it.
What was that, if you can give us a couple of things, Brodie?
Well, I guess it was just our first crack at an opposition to try and put our game plan on the park. And, yeah, we just spoke about our ball movement and how we defended. I think we started pretty shaky, and they kicked three quick ones, but then I think they only kicked one goal for the rest of the game until the last couple of minutes. So we're pretty happy with that defensive effort.
What needs work still?
I think you saw that first quarter, like I said, we started a bit shaky and our ball use wasn't where we wanted it to be. So it's, we remain a focus. But I think throughout the game, we worked pretty well together in defence, and we're able to cause some turnovers and attack straight down the middle and get a few quick goals. So that was pretty pleasing.
Well, the other thing that would have been pleasing is the time and space you created through the middle, and that generally translates to a really nice entry. You had 18 marks inside your forward 50, and a lot of them were in high percentage areas where you kick goals, and obviously that related or sort of went through to kicking really straight. So that use of the ball going inside 50 would have been pleasing.
Yeah, it was. And like I said, we caused a couple of high turnovers, which meant us defenders could get on the rebound and get a few handball receives through the corridor there. And only being a small oval meant we could get some deep inside 50 entries. And, you know, Tex was having a good day, and Tommy Lynch, and then, of course, Eddie Betts down there was doing what he does best.
Eddie Betts, six goals. One of them was a super goal, four goal assists. I still think he's too unselfish, Brodie.
Yeah, he is. I agree with you there. He probably could have kicked 10 yesterday if he wanted to, but no, he loves getting the boys involved. He's a real team player, and it was really good to see him playing well, but I hope he just doesn't use it all up in the NAB Cup and save it for the season proper.
It looked like you took the game on a little bit more. There was a bit more bravado off half back. Even Daniel Talia went for a few more marks and yeah, just a bit braver out of the half back line.
Yeah, I guess as a back group, it's been a bit of a focus for us to try and attack together, and obviously we want to defend well, but if we can all get on the attack. And yeah, Tales is used to just fisting the ball away, but yesterday he was able to get up and take a few grabs, which was really good to see. And, you know, guys like Kyle Cheney were really good at keeping their man down, so Tales could do that. So it was a pretty good team effort down back yesterday.
Have you got a different rule of engagement with your player in that back half? It seemed to be a lot more players dropping off their player or making a really good decision to peel off their man and be the third jumper in. And is that part of this total team defence, a bit more of a licence to actually read the flight of the ball and the play and back your talent in as a defender?
Yeah, and we're really just trying to work together and support each other as much as we can down there. We don't want to get stuck in one-on-ones too often. And if, you know, the more we can help each other out, the better off we'll be. So that's probably why you saw a few guys flying over a bit more for the thirds up yesterday. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Tarzi going for his marks is really pleasing.
Now, B. Smith, we've got another dasher in the team in Wayne Miller Jr. Last year, you were the most distance gained as a player, and I think your kicks were 38.5 metres, ranked number one in the AFL. I reckon you might have a little challenger here in Wayne Miller Jr. He likes running with that cod, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He's got a bit of speed, young Wayne. He's been real exciting in training in the pre-season, and it was great to see him get a go yesterday, and did some really, really good things. And you know, we just need to get some game time into him and you know, build his confidence, and hopefully we can see him throughout the year doing some of that stuff, because he was really good yesterday.
Now, we saw lots of really good play, and we've talked about that run through the middle, and we've talked about the overlapping handball and how brave you were. How much credence can you put on it when you're playing against a side that's horribly depleted? So how much are you taking out of the game?
Well, I think it's just a good crack to put our game plan against opposition. You know, we've done it over the summer against ourselves, which is always, it's hard to judge. You know, if you're attacking well, that means you're probably not defending well. So it's just good to go out against an opposition. They didn't bring their best team over, obviously, but just to get out there and try and put our ball movement and our defensive patterns into play was just a good to get us going for the start of the year.
Now, B. Smith, what are you on, 97 games?
Yes, I am.
Got a hungy coming up. How did you rate your pre-season this year compared to others?
Yeah, good. I was able to stay on the track and have a really consistent pre-season. So that's always a positive if you can stay out there and do most of the main sessions. So I was pretty happy with that. And obviously got to do a lot of work with the back groups this year with Podsy coming in and do a lot of work on my defensive game. So yeah, I was really pleased with my pre-season.
Don Pike's talking about flexibility, flexibility, flexibility. Are we going to see you up through the midfield?
Yeah, well, I think with the new interchange rules, you know, the interchange cap now, a guy's going to have to be pretty flexible in their role. So I imagine you see a lot of guys play half-back, wing, midfield, even half-forward. So, yeah, I'd imagine that I'll play a number of roles this year, as will a lot of guys.
Just looking at the game time on the weekend, you played 80% game time, which is fairly solid. Does that mean you probably won't play next week in WA?
I haven't had a chat to Don about that yet, but I think a few of the older guys probably will have a rest on the weekend. But, yeah, like I said, he hasn't mentioned that to the group yet or talked to me, but I'm happy to play again and try and get some good game time in before the start of the season. It's always good to get a few games under the belt, especially with a new game plan we're trying to put in place.
How did Don Pike go with his first hand on the controls?
Yeah, he was really good. I guess when you win by 100, it's always a good start for a coach. But no, he was very, very relaxed and very controlled. And, you know, we had a big lead at halftime, but he made sure that we didn't get ahead of ourselves and we kept playing the way we wanted to play.
I want to hear he's done his Charlie Brown, Brody.
No, he's been good. I haven't seen that yet, so...
Do the lolly. Who's the lolly man there? I think it's Teague, isn't it?
Yeah, Teague, yeah. Yeah, love giving a bit of a spray.
Has a bit of a crack. Well, Brode, well done, mate. Great form. I mean, 100-point win. I know the side was depleted, but we saw some real swift ball movement from the back half, some real deep entries inside 50. The forwards were playing well. If you're on the trip to Fremantle, we'll be there. But you fly straight into Albany, I reckon, don't you? Then bust it out.
Yep. Yeah, we do.
How much pool do you have at the club? Because we've got to fly to Perth 3 days earlier. We've got to drive down. Then we've got to catch a cab from Albany to Mount Barker. Can you get us on your plane, Brody?
Yeah, just jump on, boys. I'm sure you'd be more than welcome.
Done. Done. Well done, mate. All the best.
All right, thanks, boys.
Having a bit of a soup. Thanks, mate.
We'll be there anyway. So we're Brody Smith, our guest. But we will get there. And in actual fact, we'll be the only team there that will be calling the game. So if you want to listen to see what's going on, there's only one local team that's getting across there and calling
three
all the
days here and 3 days back.
Almost. Not
hey,
quite.
All Australian form, we need him back to that, B. Smith.
Mm.
Well,
B.
Smith.
The other thing that was really good, we didn't even mention Dean Gore, I had him down to talk about, but as the game opened up, I thought David McKay's form was very good. I think he had something like 20-something possessions, and Paul Seisman got better as the game went on as well. So that's the thing. You don't just have to rely on Brody Smith as the one and only ball carrier. You've got 2, 3, 4 blokes who can run and carry.
An outside run,
that's
skippity-doo.
That's what you need. You can't just have one. So Brody Smith will get some help this year, which is what he's been crying out for, and it's a good sign for Adelaide.